Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Brian Kelly getting bounced from LSU.
Yeah.
Dude, is there a better job in the world once you've made it as a college head coach, college football head coach?
Yep.
That's the golden ticket.
It's the parachute, man.
You have success at a smaller school. Now, I know Brian Kelly's a little different story, but still, he got the Notre Dame job. So once you're in high demand, you have the success at a smaller school, and then you got multiple big programs coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin, obviously. You get the big money deal. And then you're set. That's it. There is no better job in the world than to be the head coach of a college football team, because no matter what happens, you're getting paid big time money. Like, they could fire you at Penn State. You're James Franklin. You're walking away with what, 50 something million?
Well, I know that Kelly's buyout is going to exceed $50 million.
Dude,
absolutely nuts.
$50 million.
Dude, he lost 14 games in 4 years at LSU.
And he's going to walk away with $50 million and not have to work a day in his life.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, I think I'd rather make less money and not have to deal with the transfer portal and the NILs. Like, in a lot of, like, the money is just, it's grotesque. The amount of money these coaches make, but the job in a lot of ways is a lot tougher.
And it's not results-based. You're getting that job based on what you did. Like, obviously, you have to earn it to get to that level, but you don't even have to maintain that performance. Once you get that golden ticket of a contract, that's it. Like, put in the hard work yourself up, have a successful program for a year or two, get bought by a big school, and that's it. Like, in the NFL, man, I wouldn't want any part of the NFL head coaching the way that is. Would you rather be Brian Daboll or James Franklin or Brian Kelly?
Yeah, I'll take the college. I mean, you could do TV, jump on game day, play a little golf.
Dude, you could go home.
I know.
That's it, $54 million. You failed.
It's
Brian
a wrap.
Kelly couldn't be worse with LSU. And yet he's walking away with $50 million. Doesn't have to work a day in his life.
But the thing that we gloss over here, and this matters, is that you're a coach. I know the money's amazing. And I just said to myself, go play golf, take a nap on the hammock, have some iced tea on the porch, do a little TV. Like, you didn't get into coaching because you thought you'd have a $50 million golden parachute waiting for you when you failed at LSU. You got into coaching because it's in your blood, and you were bouncing around, you know, graduate assistant, making $12,000, $13,000, $15,000, $18,000 a year. So, yeah, when you look at what Kelly's got waiting for him, we'd all sign up for that. But
yeah.
Coaches want to coach.
Okay. Well, I mean, he should have then done a better job at LSU if you wanted to coach. And I'm sure he could go somewhere else. You wouldn't be able to find me at all. Now, I would like to think that if I were offered that opportunity, I'd do better.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like, with the 14 losses.
Well,
it's tough at LSU now, because now if you don't have the money and LSU doesn't quite have that fund that some of these other schools do, they're not going there like they used to. So LSU, the talent that LSU would get is insane. And you knew, see, the problem with Brian Kelly, remember when I think it was at a basketball game. Remember
when
he took the mic
voice.
And he gave you the fake accent, Baton Rouge. What are you doing?
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Come on, you gotta be your authentic self. By the way, speaking of coaching.
Yeah.
So I had a little interesting situation over the weekend. So I coached my first game since I got Got the little boot ski in the little league, right? and I go up to home plate, and I hadn't ever met these two. At least I didn't recall these two umpires. Really nice, one young, one old. They're great guys. Actually, I found out later, big fans of the show too, in the station. And the guy goes, he looks at me deadpan, not even joking. He's like, oh. So they lifted the suspension. Huh? You back? I said, that's a good line there, Blue.
Did you get suspended?
No, I didn't. Okay. Well, I did. I got suspended for the one game, but it's not like I didn't get a Pete Rose suspension. No.
How'd you do?
We won playoff game.
All right.
And we got another one tonight.
Oh, you back on the sideline or on the bench?
I'll be back there.
You're back in?
Yeah, I'm back. I got pulled back in.
You're back in.
I'm back in.
I did not. This is
breaking. It was never permanent. It was just for a couple of different reasons. First of all, the fall is very busy for me. That's the main impetus there. But, yeah, I got pulled back in. A couple of guys couldn't make it. They said, can you jump in? I says, yeah, you know, for my players, anything. And, right back to third base. Running the bags aggressively. A little 2-1 playoff win.
You'd rather coach. I'd rather be...
On the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to fire me? Thank you, boosters. Okay. when do I get my, what is it, $50 million? Okay. Where do I sign?
Yeah.
See you later.
Mike Belichick's going to get eventually. I mean, he's got buyouts and some other thing. Who knows?
Bill's like a weird legal one.
He is what a strange situation that is. God.
He's a weird one because he had the greatest he was the greatest head coach of all time, and he ruined his legacy with this Jordan Hudson, with North Carolina. I can't believe how bad it's gotten. Like, it was bad at the end with New England, and now New England having success, and Bill has looked like... As a clown.
What is their record? I don't even know off the top. They have two. Are they 2-4? 2-5? 2-6?
I just read that
they are.
They coughed a bad one up.
I know. They would have had a signature win. I saw that. You know off the top of your head, UNC's record?
I'm trying to pull it up
here. By the way, my man Mendoza looked really good over the weekend again for Indiana.
Yeah, they spanked. Who were they playing?
They won. They crushed UCLA, I believe it was.
That's right?
So UNC here is, let's see.
One win, they beat Richmond.
Yeah, well, it's basically one double A. You pay Richmond, you pay Charlotte.
2-5, that's it?
Is that what it is, 2-5?
Wow.
All right, so let me ask you.
Are you sure about that, Hoff? Or
I'm
not
sure about that.
Hoff?
I'm not sure about that.
I see three. Well, what do you mean? Are you looking up?
Thanks, buddy.
I see it, 2-5.
All right, well, we'll go with 2-5. Listen.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at
it. Sounds about
right. Going back to last year, they had more wins last year.
They did, Mac Brown. So since we started this with the Giants and obviously the Jets, and we'll get back to the football calls here, 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. I'll throw this at you. You can take a little swing. You can push it down the road. You can take a monster whack. Whatever you want to do. Let's say the Giants absolutely flame out the rest of the way and don't get that many wins. And that's kind of what I expect. I expect fewer wins than you do. And let's say they move on from Brian Daboll, as they will if that's the situation. And Belichick bounces from UNC, which he will. He's got to run from there. You don't call him?
You'd have to.
You have to call the guy.
I know, but I say you have to call him. But, I mean, there's recent evidence that would suggest that maybe he doesn't have it anymore. You know what I mean?
You got to lose the honey. She can't be on the Giants sidelines like she is at UNC.
Go for that at this point?
I don't know, man. I mean, he's going to want to salvage his reputation unless he is so madly and deeply in love. And God bless you if that's the case, where the reality of how he's damaging his legacy is truly not hitting him. But eventually it's going to. Like, when this season's over and the tombstone is written and placed in the dirt for his 1 year at UNC, because it's not going to be a year two, and they're 3-9 or whatever the hell they're going to be, and he's sent packing and it's embarrassing, he's going to want to save a little bit of face here.
Well, and what better spot than the New York Football Giants?
Who he reveres.
With a quarterback in place. Let me ask you something. You think Belichick would have a better record than Brian Daboll right now with the same exact team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, because he'd have a, yes, he'd be more involved in the defense, no question. Yeah. Not by many, but yes, they would have a better record, yes.
Yeah, I don't think he's blowing those games either, whether it would be Dallas, whether it be Denver. Yeah, I think so too. I just think he's a better, he wouldn't mess around with the kicker. Like, he's a better, he knows how to win games.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to win. The problem has been maybe talent, maybe a little too hands-on, especially after Brady left, like, meaning picking his guy. You know, Mac Jones, by the way, has had some success with San Francisco.
He has.
But with Jackson Dart, I would be very tempted. I would not move on from Dable and go with a first-time head coach.
That's where I was going. If they do that, they're absolutely lost.
All right, so then who are the guys? Would you rather have Belichick? Would you go Gruden?
I would absolutely call Lane Kiffin. Yeah, I've said that. Ole Miss. I would say, I would call, Gruden. I'd have a conversation with Belichick. I would as well. Lane Kiffin. I'd have to see who else gets fired.
I don't know about Lane
Kiffin. What about Mike Tomlin gets fired?
Yeah, well, that's a different story, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's going to get fired, but yeah.
Probably not.
All right, but we don't know. John Harbaugh?
I'm not as high on John Harbaugh as you are.
I don't know why Costos was ripping him, too. I was listening to him on a Sunday
show. I'm not going to rip him. I'm just saying, like, without great quarterback play, he doesn't ever win.
I mean, they just won yesterday without Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Come on.
I mean, he's won a Super Bowl before with Joe Flacco. Like, I don't know. I believe in... Now, again, I would believe in a resume with these head coaches. I'm not saying he's the greatest coach right now going, but I would have wanted Jim Harbaugh over him if John Harbaugh is available. Like, I'd rather get a retread guy like Harbaugh who's won before. Yeah, I don't think Harbaugh's Brian Billick. Like, it's John Harbaugh here. Like, he knows what he's doing as far as coaching a football team.
I would, listen, for me, I thought there was a point where John Harbaugh was top two, top three coach in the NFL. I don't think that anymore. I think he's a little overrated. He's still good. So I'm not saying that he shouldn't be an option.
He's been there forever, BT. Like, you know, sometimes being in one spot.
Maybe. There's something to be said for being galvanized by going to a new spot. I get you. Again, you can do a lot worse than John Harbaugh, but they cannot, the Cardinals sin. If they go coordinator again, I mean, please save us.
John is calling from Valley Stream. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, boys? Gruden. It's got to be an adult in charge somewhere in this organization. I'm sorry. That's the guy for me. I mean, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's 4 years. They all got to go. Every single one of them. This coalition of morons running this team has got to go. I mean, 14-0 as a Saints game. I went from running around my basement, high-fiving my sons. We got a quarterback. We got a quarterback. To stroking out every Monday with you two again.
But you still have the quarterback.
How many times can I watch and repeat this?
Yeah, but John, I get it. I mean, but you still have the quarterback. So when you were running around high-fiving your son, you should still be doing that. You got Dart. You got him.
Yeah, but I got Dable riding shotgun with him. You got to get him away from this guy.
God. Yeah, I mean, you'll probably get your wish if they lose as many games as I think they will the rest of the way.
Hang in there, John, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in with us. It's not as bad as it's been because you have the answer at quarterback. However, there's a long way to go to get it to where we thought it could be and where it certainly needs to be. And I just don't understand at this point. Now, again, we're going to see 9 games here of what Dable could do. If he could actually start winning some of these games, maybe that could change some of the perception. Maybe that could change the reality surrounding his job. But he's actually got to start winning. And through 8 weeks, they haven't won. So it's not anymore about, well, can he develop his own quarterback? Not to mention the Daniel Jones thing. Like, I don't know how people could overlook that. I know he's not here anymore, but isn't that more telling than even Dable's hideous record since he's been here? The fact that he had Daniel Jones, and in 1 year, Shane Steichen could turn Daniel Jones into an MVP, and Dable had him for 3 years and nothing?
I think that that's an easy narrative, and I agree with it a little bit. Not entirely. Shane Steichen's got a lot more talent. That offensive line has been together for a while. They're really good. Jonathan Taylor's having a sick season. They got a tight end. Like, they got some weapons, man. I get it. It looks worse. It adds to the, look at this. It just makes the organization look worse. I know we got a break, though. I got you. The one thing that I do see that's returning, which is actually, in a weird way, good. Like, there was a fair amount of apathy within the Giant fan base for a while. I think the Giant fans, they got their teeth back. Like, they're ready to like, just the fact that they're, that last caller, that's a good, you know, good sense of where they're at. I think for too many years, and I don't blame you, like the Jet fans kind of there now to an extent, certainly before yesterday's win. You just checked out. It's going to be awful. You don't really care. You can't even muster up or feign real anger. Giant fans gotten their bite back. And, you know, maybe they win more than I think they're going to win over these final 9. And then the season's on and, you know, futures on. We'll see. But I think the Giant fans have been awoken this year. At least they return to some degree, Sal, of Giants pride. A little bit.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls. We'll reset down with the King topic of the day when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.